Hare Krishna. Sometimes in a kingdom, when the messenger comes with a bad news, he is given punishment. So, because of not keeping very good health, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj is not able to come today. Unfortunately, I am bringing this news, and I have been asked to speak something about the glories of Murari Gupta here at this holy place. I feel unqualified, and I seek mercy of all of you devotees. Give me blessings so that I can repeat what Vrindavan Das Thakur has said and what His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has said during the previous yatras about this holy place. Let us all pray for the mercy of the acharyas by chanting the pranam mantras. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Om Agyan Timiranda. By the mercy of Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas, we have come to this holy place. This is the house of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta is not different from Hanumanji in the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. He is a perfect example of a devotee who is perfect in the mood of dasyaras, that is, in the mood of servitorship. He is the perfect example of a devotee who is completely surrendered to the will of the Supreme Lord. In one very beautiful lecture, when Maharaj had taken us to Jagannath Puri, some of you remember the place called Bedi Hanuman. Bedi Hanuman. So, because this is Murari Gupta's home, and Hanuman is not different, so we can speak both pastimes. So in Bedi Hanuman, Maharaj was explaining the pastimes of Hanumanji, and he was explaining that Hanumanji is the most dependable servitor of Lord Ramchandra. This is what the spiritual master seeks in his disciple, and this is what the Supreme Lord wants from us, is total surrender to His will and willingness to carry out any order irrespective of conveniences and inconveniences. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one very nice song, he writes, he says that, my dear Lord, whatever difficulties I encounter in executing your service, they are the source of greatest pleasure for me. Because the more difficult the situation is to render service, the more it purifies our heart. And the more it shows to the Lord how much we are determined to try to please Him. If things are very easy all the time, then anybody can execute devotional service. But the test of a devotee is the willingness to accept inconveniences, difficulties and miseries in trying to fulfill the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, I'll begin with this pastime of Bedi Hanuman. Some of you know this story. Hanumanji was once appointed, because Jagannath Puri temple is very close to the sea. So, there was a fear that the waves of the sea may enter into the temple. So, Hanumanji was given this service of guarding the temple of Lord Jagannath, so that the ocean does not come in. And Hanumanji was very faithfully executing his service. And he was, at that time, Lord Jagannath was offered very simple preparations, only khichdi, nothing else. So Hanumanji, he saw that one day there was khichdi, next day khichdi, and every day khichdi. So he became a little disappointed. He was thinking, in Ayodhya I was getting kachoris and laddus and rasgullas, many sweet items. So he thought that one night when nobody knows, I will just jump over from Jagannath Puri to Ayodhya. For him it's not very difficult. So he thought that I will jump over and I will accept some prasad, and in the night only I'll come back, so nobody will know. So Hanumanji leaped over and went to Ayodhya. And by the time he came back, after having his prasad, he found that the ocean had entered and everybody was very upset and they were looking, where is Hanuman, where is Hanumanji? And finally Hanumanji came back and they all arrested him. He was arrested and he was brought before Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath asked him that, you are my very intimate associate, always willing to carry out my order. How is it that you left your service? Hanumanji said, yes, I am willing to do any service for you, but there should be some good prasad. So from that time, Lord Jagannath, he decided that he should be offered all kinds of different varieties of prasad, including many sweet items also. And the prasad is, after being offered to Lord Jagannath, is offered to Hanumanji, so that Hanumanji remains in that place. And he is bound by chains. Some of you have seen that temple in Jagannath Puri, where the deity of Hanuman, there are chains around him. He is known as Bedi Hanuman. So also, Maharaj was explaining in Jagannath Puri about the glories of Hanumanji, how he was, when he was asked to go to Lanka to find out about Mother Sita, he had to encounter so many inconveniences. There were so many obstacles on this way. The Mainaka Parvat was offering sense gratification. Hanumanji just touched the mountain and he moved forward. And Surasa, the mother of the serpents, she was trying to devour Hanumanji. And she was expanding her mouth. Hanumanji was expanding. She became 10 yojans. Hanumanji was 20 yojans and so on. And finally, Hanumanji just assumed the form of a very small size. And he entered into the body of Surasa and came back and said that now your desire is fulfilled. And then he proceeded further and he found out about Mother Sita. And in this way, he always was the foremost among the servitors of Lord Ramchandra. And in this particular Leela of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was slightly elder to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was, as Maharaj was explaining in Yogapit, during the scholarly pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta was slightly elder. And he was also in the same school of Gangadas Pandit. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would often joke with Murari Gupta. Sometimes they would tell him that, Murari, this school is not for you, because you will not understand. There's no talk about bile and mucus and so on. Because Murari Gupta, by profession, he was also an Ayurvedic doctor. He was a physician. And this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would joke with him. The earliest pastimes which are recorded in the biographies of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu include one pastime by Srila Lochandas Thakur. In Chaitanya Mangal, he explains that once Murari Gupta, he was practicing devotional service, but sometimes he would associate with impersonalists. So Mahaprabhu told him, Murari, today when you are having your lunch prasad, I will come and I will teach you a nice lesson. Nimai was very young at that time. And Murari Gupta was wondering, what is it going to be about? So during the afternoon, when Murari Gupta was having his meals, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, very beautiful body, dressed in the four directions, means no clothes. And he came, and as he entered, he cried out, Murari. And Murari was having his prasad, he was wondering, what is this? And Mahaprabhu has come in a very special form. So he was having his meal and Mahaprabhu came near and near and near. And after coming very close to him, he passed urine in his plate of prasad. So the lesson given, explained by the acharyas, is that Mahaprabhu told him that just like this prasad is very nice, but it's not so nice when it is mixed with urine. Similarly, this devotional service, when it is mixed with jnana, or with impersonal philosophy, it is not very pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to the house of Srivas Pandit. And at that time, Murari Gupta also came to see him. Murari Gupta offered his obeisances to the Lord. And then next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting. After offering his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, then he offered obeisances to Lord Nityananda. So, Murari Gupta was with his folded hands, he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the heart, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy, but he wanted to teach him something. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Murari, why did you do like this? Why did you offer obeisances to me first? You should have offered obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu first. Do you not know? Why are you jumping over the rules and regulations?" So Murari Gupta said, "My dear Lord, whatever my heart dictates, that is what I do. I am simply following my heart." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he told him, "That's all right, good. Tomorrow I will teach you a lesson. Tomorrow I will explain to you everything." So Murari Gupta, he went back home, and in the night, when he was fast asleep, he had a dream. In this dream, he saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the best of the Vaishnavas. He was in the garb of a wrestler and he was walking ahead of everybody else. He also saw that over the head of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, there were many serpents, many hoods of a serpent. And Nityananda Prabhu had a plow and a club in his hand. In other words, he was in the mood of Lord Balaram. So after seeing this form of Lord Nityananda, Murari Gupta was amazed. And then behind Nityananda Prabhu, he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was smiling. And he was telling Murari Gupta, "Murari, just see, this is my elder brother. Now do you understand?" In other words, he was explaining that Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. And as my elder brother, he deserves to receive obeisances before me. And both of them in the dream, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them were smiling and they both left. The next day morning when Murari Gupta got up, he was weeping in ecstasy and he was crying out, "Nityananda, Nityananda," again and again. And he went to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This time he saw that Nityananda Prabhu was also there with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he offered obeisances first to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then he offered obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Murari, why do you do like this?" And Murari Gupta said, "My dear Lord, whatever my heart dictates, that is what I do. As a dry straw moves by the power of the wind, so all living entities move by your command. You have opened my heart. You have made me understand that Nityananda Prabhu is elder to you, and that is why I offered my first obeisances to him." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He glorified Murari Gupta in front of all the devotees by saying, "Murari Gupta is the foremost of all of my servants, of all of my devotees." At that time, Mahaprabhu was chewing some betel nuts and he took out some of his remnants right from his mouth and he gave it to Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was so happy. He took this remnants, Mahaprasad, and he was chewing him and he became wild with ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya said, "Murari, now that you have taken this, go and wash your hand." And Murari Gupta, he simply took his hands which had just taken the remnants and he wiped out on his head. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, "Murari, what have you done? Now you have become a very low-class man because my remnants you have put on your head. This is not proper." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the ecstasy and he started explaining that in Varanasi, there is one sannyasi whose name is Prakashananda Saraswati. And he does not understand that I have a divine personality. Again and again, this wretched person, he cuts me to pieces by his words. He thinks that he is teaching Vedanta, the knowledge, but he does not give importance to my form. He does not know, but I have placed leprosy in his body. All the universes are residing in my body. Still this wretched says that my body is an illusion. In other words, Mahaprabhu was defeating and explaining how the Supreme Lord is having a form. He was defeating the Mayavad philosophy. The Mayavad people, they say that God has no hand, no feet, no eyes. In other words, they are actually killing the Lord by their blasphemous words. That's why it is said that a Mayavadi is like an atheist. He is worse than the atheist. Yes. Because by hearing from such persons, one's tendency to render devotional service is diminished or almost destroyed. How can I tolerate this, Murari? You are my servant. I tell you, this is the truth, that my body is supreme, and anybody who does not respect my body, he will perish. Even great demigods like Lord Brahma, even Ananta Shesh, they also desire to serve my transcendental body. All the demigods, they worship my body. Simply, anybody who just touches my body, he becomes completely purified. Still, this wretched Prakash Ananda Saraswati, he says that my body is an illusion. How can I tolerate this? Know this, Murari, that my form is eternal. There's one very nice verse about Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nama Nityananda Rupa Nityananda. That the form of Nityananda Prabhu is eternal. Similarly, the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the form of Lord Ramchandra, or all the Vishnu Tattvas, they are eternal. Sometimes the Mayavadis, they think that God is impersonal. He is some Brahma Jyoti, some light. And for some time, that impersonal, unmanifest Lord assumes a form. And that form is temporary. And after his earthly pastimes, then that form is given up. But we understand, Krishna explains in the Gita, that his form is eternal. Avajananti ma mudha. The fools, they deride the Lord. They are thinking that God's form is like theirs. It is subject to birth, death, old age, disease. But Krishna's form is eternal. It is not subject to the laws of material nature. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari that my pastimes are eternal, my abode is eternal, and anybody who says that my form is temporary or illusion, he is cutting me to pieces. That's why Prabhupada would never tolerate this. There's one very famous commentator on Bhagavad Gita. He was also one of the presidents of our country in India, and he would always say that on verse Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. The Krishna says, you bow down to me, become my devotee. And this foolish commentator, he says that when Krishna says bow down to me, surrender to me, it's not to Krishna, but to the unborn, unmanifest within Krishna. Prabhupada was very heavy on this particular philosopher, so-called. He would say that this is a big offense. There's no difference between Krishna's within and without. For us, there is a difference because we are conditioned living beings. Our form is not eternal, but God's form is eternal. Maharaj was once very nice explaining a story of how when he was preaching to some person who was from the impersonalist school, he was saying, I am God, you are God, we are all God. So after explaining for 2-3 hours, he did not accept. But then after some time, he wanted to use the bathroom. So he asked, where is the bathroom? Where is the toilet? And Maharaj says, you are God, you know everything. So why do you need to know? So he said, no, please tell me. He said, no. So finally, Maharaj told him, okay, I'll tell you on one condition. You accept that you are not God. So then I will tell you. So he said, yes, I am not God. So please tell me the way. He went and did whatever he had to do. And he came back. And then Maharaj said, so you accepted that you are not God? He said, no, I am God. He said, what? Just now you said, no, that was my Leela. So like that, this impersonalist, they are always under the illusion. We should be very careful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that anybody who hears my glories, he becomes freed from all ignorance. Still, the sinners, they say that the pastimes of the Lord are illusion. In fact, by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, we come out of illusion. So how could this be illusion? Only a person in illusion thinks that the Lord's pastimes are illusion. Actually, they are supreme truth. Atta Shri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grayam indriya. They are not understood by blunt material senses. But for one who has served the Supreme Lord, sevan mukhehi jivadu, swayam eva spurityada, by serving the Lord beginning with the tongue, one can understand the nature of the Lord. Service to the tongue means eating prasad and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari Gupta that by tasting the nectar of hearing my glories are so much on the transcendental platform that even Lord Shiva becomes so intoxicated and he does not even know he is in ecstasy. Ananta Shesh, he always chants my glories. Shukadev Goswami, Narada Muni, they are also singing my glories. The four Vedas, they are describing my greatness. O Murari Gupta, know for certain that anybody who does not honor my sacred glories, he will not understand my avatar or my descent into this material world. My form, my servants, my pastimes, and my abode, they are all eternal. Murari, I tell you the truth. You are my pure servant. He told Murari Gupta, you should also know that you are my pure servant. And saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Murari Gupta. He told him that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from me. Anybody who claims that I am a devotee of Lord Chaitanya and does not respect Lord Nityananda, he is offensive to me. Murari Gupta, because today you have honored Nityananda Prabhu more than me by offering him respects, you have pleased me more. You should know the secret of Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada also taught us that the spiritual master is a representative of Nityananda Prabhu and one can approach the Supreme Lord only through the media of the spiritual master. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastre. That the spiritual master, he is not God, but he is to be respected as much as God because he is distributing the mercy of the Lord. Murari Gupta came back to home and with great joy he told his wife that I would like to accept prasad. So his wife prepared some rice and Murari Gupta, he wanted to offer it to the Supreme Lord. He took this rice and mixed it with some ghee and he poured the combination up in the air and threw it like this and said, eat, eat, my dear Lord, please eat. This was Murari Gupta's style of making an offering. No mudras and no pranam mantras. This we cannot imitate because he is on the highest platform of devotional service. Again and again he offered saying, Krishna, eat, eat. And his wife knew that Murari Gupta is a great devotee. So she did not dare ask any questions. And Murari Gupta was offering. And Lord Krishna always accepts the offering of his pure devotee. After accepting the prasad, after offering to Krishna, Murari Gupta accepted the prasad. And after accepting the prasad, next day morning, when Murari Gupta went to his clinic, he was a doctor. And Murari Gupta saw that the first person to see him was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Murari Gupta offered his prostrated obeisances to the Lord. And he gave him a sitting place. Murari Gupta said, my dear Lord, why have you come here? What do you need? So Lord Chaitanya said, I came here for some medicine. Murari Gupta said, what is the problem? So Lord said, indigestion. So Murari Gupta said, can you say what is the cause of your indigestion? What did you eat yesterday? Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had indigestion. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied saying, you rascal, you are asking me what did I eat? You are the one who gave me this rice and ghee and you are throwing and saying that eat, eat. You are so much dear to me. How can I refuse any offering which you have given? You have forgotten, but you know everything. Your wife knows everything. When you offer, how can I not eat? Now, your food is the cause of my indigestion. But I know that by drinking water, one can cure indigestion. Therefore, because I accepted prasad given by you, that caused me indigestion. So now I will accept your water and that will be the cure. And Murari Gupta had one cup which he would use. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran and took this cup and drank the water. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. And just by seeing how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much showing him mercy, Murari Gupta fell down unconscious. His whole family was weeping in ecstasy. The Lord, his servants, and the devotional service to the Lord, they are all on the absolute level. The Mayavadis, they think sometimes that yes, yes, you can do bhakti, but after you become purified, you will know that you are God. And then there is no need. Then you will not need anything. But bhakti, Bhagavan and bhakta, these three are eternal. Devotional service, the Supreme Lord, and the devotee, all three are eternal. That is the understanding of the Vaishnavas, the absolute understanding. Sometimes the Mayavadis, they think that taking help from a guru is like taking the help of a ladder. You take the ladder, you climb up, and then you throw away the ladder. So like that, one takes the help of guru and then rejects. But Vaishnavas understand, Chakshu Dan Dilo Jai, Janme Janme Prabhu Sei, that one serves the spiritual master birth after birth. In fact, it was here in Mayapur once, Prabhupada went to take bath in the Ganga, and I don't remember, one devotee, one of his personal servant, Prabhupada was holding his hand, and then he went gradually inside the water, and after reaching, he threw his hand down and said, "Now I don't need you." Like the Mayavadis, they do like this. They think that by serving Guru, one becomes purified, and then one does not need Guru. But the Vaishnava's understanding is that I am eternally a servant of Gurudev. I am also an eternally servant of the Supreme Lord. I am a servant of the servant of the servant. That is the perfect understanding. One who thinks himself servant of the servant, he becomes humble. And then he can chant always, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Keep it. Why should one not become a servant of the Vaishnavas? The greatest position in the material world or in the spiritual world is to be a servant of the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada explains that material Mayavadis want to become God, but a devotee, by becoming a servant of the servant of the God, servant of God, he becomes greater than God. Becomes Krishna, becomes very pleased, and he becomes subservient to one who has this mood of humility. Material learning, wealth and fame have no meaning in devotional service. It is only the mercy of the Vaishnavas that bring the very valuable result of engagement in devotional service. Every day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would show mercy to Murari Gupta. As you can see, his house, Murari Gupta's house, which is right here, is very close to Jogpit, which is a place of house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So regularly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come here and visit Murari Gupta. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, please hear carefully. One who hears about Murari Gupta, he will attain the treasure of devotional service. Shri Murari Gupta ki jai. One day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Srivas Angan and he was roaring, and suddenly he manifested his own form. He assumed a four-handed form, Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. And he called out, Garuda, Garuda. At that moment, Murari Gupta, he ran to Srivas Angan and he entered the home. And suddenly Murari Gupta assumed the form of Garuda, the mood of Garuda, and said, my dear Lord, I am he, I am the Garuda, I am the great soul Garuda. Chaitanya Prabhu again said, Garuda, Garuda. And Murari Gupta replied, I am he. I am your servant. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, are you my carrier? Are you my person who carries me? Murari Gupta said, I am the one. Murari Gupta said, you may have forgotten, but I remember. It was I who carried you to Swarga Loka when you had to go to fight with Indra. I carried you to Vanapura. And when you were fighting with Indra, I cut down Kartikeya's peacock into pieces, because the demigods were assisted by Kartikeya. Oh Lord, please come climb on my shoulders and please tell me, which universe shall I take you now? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu climbed on Murari Gupta And all the devotees were watching and they cried out, Jai, Jai!
Jai, Jai!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
In this way, the Vaishnavas were crying out. The women, they were making auspicious sounds. You know, in Mangalarti, sometimes you see this. Auspicious sounds. Some were saying, what is this I am seeing? That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is riding on Murari Gupta. I have never seen this before. And somebody was slapping their arms and thighs. And somebody said, how glorious. Somebody was smiling, somebody was laughing. And everybody loudly said, Jai Jai Vishwambar, who has been carried by Murari Gupta. For some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was riding on Murari Gupta's shoulders inside the house. And only the fortunate souls could see him. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down to external consciousness. He climbed down from Murari's shoulders and then he assumed his normal form. There are many other sacred stories of Murari Gupta. One day, Murari Gupta was very much depressed, morose. He was feeling in his heart that I understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. He has advented along with his parishads, along with his devotees in order to execute his mission. But I do not understand that sometimes when Krishna or Lord Ramchandra, when they perform their pastimes, towards the end, they perform some pastimes which I would not like to see. Why is it that after rescuing Sita and after killing Ravan and killing all the associates of Ravan, why did the Lord abandon Sita at the end? And he peacefully watched in his pastimes of Krishna avatar as he saw the Yadavas who were very dear to him, just like his own life. He saw them fighting and losing their lives. Therefore, now in this pastime, I would not like to see the closing chapter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Better that I commit suicide. Better that I gave up my life before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, thinking like this, he got a very sharp knife. This knife was used to cut conch shells. And he brought this knife in his home here and he hid it inside his room. Of course, nothing is hidden from the Supreme Lord. Vedaham samaditani vartamani cha charjuna. Mahaprabhu knows everything. He's a super soul in everybody's heart. So Mahaprabhu came the next day to the house of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta offered obeisances and said, Lord, my dear Lord, I will follow whatever orders you give. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do you really mean this? Are you really willing to obey whatever I say? Murari Gupta said, yes, my Lord, whatever you say, I will follow. So Mahaprabhu said, bring me the knife, that knife which you will use to cut your body. Murari Gupta, he cried out, hi, hi, who told you about this knife? Which knife? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Murari, I think you are not very intelligent. You say that who told me about this knife? I am the one who made this knife. And I gave it to you. That is how I know. I know where you hid the knife. And as they were talking, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went inside the room to the exact place where Murari Gupta had hidden the knife and he took out that knife. And he came back and told Murari, why are you acting like this? Why is that you want to leave me? If you go away, then who will help me in my pastimes? I have come here to give pleasure to devotees like yourself. And saying like this, Murari Gupta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Murari Gupta and he placed his hand on the head of Murari Gupta. Mahaprabhu said, if you want to leave me again, you will be eating my head. Please do not leave me. And Murari, after hearing this, he was weeping tears of ecstasy and he fell down to the ground. He grasped the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he offered prayers. Brindavan Das Thakur says that even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Ananta Shesh, they yearn, they long to attain that mercy which was shown by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Murari Gupta. If even a bird, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, if even a bird chants the name of Lord Chaitanya, that bird will go to the abode of Lord Chaitanya. Let us loudly chant, Gauranga! Goranga! 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 And Vrindavan Das Thakur further supports this. He says, if somebody is a sannyasi, very elevated, but if he does not chant the name of Gauranga, he will be born again and again among wicked beings. He'll have to suffer. Such a person who does not chant the name of Gauranga, he's a sannyasi only in name. And he's actually an enemy of others. If one hears, then Vrindavan Das Thakur in this beautiful chapter, he explains how one should be careful not only to not criticize Vaishnavas, but also not to hear blasphemy of Vaishnavas. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that if one hears blasphemy of saintly persons, then that person will be destroyed. A thief, if he performs some thievery, he will have to suffer for one birth. But a person who criticizes Vaishnavas, he'll have to suffer birth after birth, moment after moment. Therefore, from Brahma down to the unmoving plants, every living being is Lord Krishna's potency. Ultimately, everybody is a devotee of Krishna, all living beings. Jivera Swarupa Hai, Krishna Nitya Das. Therefore, anybody who blasphemes any other person, he is actually committing an aparadh and he cannot receive the mercy of the Lord. If a person studies all the four Vedas, he knows all the Shastras, but he blasphemes Vaishnavas, he goes into a hell called Kumbhipaka. Kumbhipaka is the place where the sinners are punished. Just like you fry some pakodas, the person is fried there. Actually, there is boiling oil. So there is where the person who offends the Vaishnavas has to go. The blasphemers who had no faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though they were staying in Navadvip, they could not see these pastimes of Murari Gupta. But those who were fortunate, they were witness to such beautiful pastimes. After comforting Murari Gupta, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily returned to his home. These are the glories of Murari Gupta. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that by hearing this, one attains the treasure of pure devotional service. There is another pastime of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he assumes the form of Varahadev. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing the different names of Vishnu and he heard one verse which described Varahadev. Suddenly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assumed the form of Varahadev and he cried out, Shukara, Shukara! And Murari Gupta was looking in all the four directions. Everybody says, Shukara, Shukara.
Shukara, Shukara.
And there Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house of Murari Gupta. He saw one water pot. And this beautiful water pot in the temple room of Vishnu. He, with his tusks, he lifted the water pot. And he was roaring this. This was a form with four hoofs, Varahadev. He came to Murari Gupta and said, Murari, now you please offer prayers to me. Murari was stunned. He was always seeing Mahaprabhu in the two-armed form. Suddenly he was seeing Mahaprabhu as Varahadev. And he was asked to offer prayers. He was stunned. He could not speak. And Mahaprabhu said, no, don't you speak. Don't be afraid. Speak something. Do you not know who am I? And Murari Gupta, he was trembling. He said, O Lord, you alone know how to speak these prayers. Then he started offering some prayers. He said, Ananta Shesha, who with his hoods is carrying the countless universes, he is always offering prayers to you. And although he is offering prayers since time immemorial, with his thousands of mouths, still he cannot come to an end to your glories. Who has the power to describe your glories? He said that one may possibly count the number of atoms in the universe, the number of dust particles or the number of stars in the sky. But one cannot come to an end to the glories of the Supreme Lord, which are all contained in the two syllables, Hari. Hari, Hari. Hari, Hari. Hari, Hari. It is said that all the conclusions of all the Shastras, all the Vedas, 18 Puranas, 108 Upanishads, are simply contained in these two syllables, Hari, Hari. Murari Gupta started glorifying the Lord. He said, My dear Lord, it is you who is the source of all the numberless universes. They come out of your pores and then they enter into you again. My dear Lord, your form is eternal, full of bliss. How can the Vedas know you? You alone know yourself. And only those persons to whom you reveal yourself, such persons can understand your glories. Krishna also explains in the Gita, Bhaktya mam abhi janati yavanyas chashmitat, that only one who is my bhakta, my devotee, he can know my glories. Lord Brahma, after offering obeisance to the Supreme Lord, begging forgiveness for his offense, he also prays like that. Prasada lesha anugrahate vahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimna. My dear Lord, your glories, your tattva is only known to one who has received a drop of your mercy.